experience.
Show me your face, fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face, fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape.
Yeah!
see your face. Come fill this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you.
It's time for It's All About Literacy on Praise 107.9. The mission of It's All About Literacy is to provide high-quality, diverse, and accessible information and services to and for each individual listener that will enhance the quality of life for all people of all ages, cultures, and communities, regardless of their abilities or deficiencies. And now, here are Dr. Kathy and Sister Gail.
Good morning, Jacksonville.
Good morning, good morning.
And we welcome you again to It's All About Literacy. We pray that you've had a good week. We know that we are rebounding still from Irma, but God is good. God is good because things are as well as they are, and the only difference with us and the victims, or I should say the survivors of Hurricane Harvey, is the grace of God. And as I've said before, God doesn't need a hurricane for a hurricane. So we have to focus on that we have. When we focus on that we have, those things that we don't have become minimal. In fact, they disappear. We have too many things and too much to be grateful for, because we don't deserve any of them. We have not done anything to deserve them. It's just the grace of God, and we just can't say thank you enough. So we're glad that you are listening in. We're glad that you're here with us. We have a wonderful program planned for you as we move toward our inaugural anniversary on October 21st at the Ritz. It's All About Literacy will be 1 year old. And to think that we came here for 1 month. And here we are.
Yes, we're still here.
That's God. And I'm sure you all know that this has been very new for me. Never even wanted to do radio. But here we are. And we're so happy to be here providing the information and the resources and referrals for you, for all of you, because everyone just don't have all these things accessible, and God makes a way. He makes a way for the birds to have food, and he makes a way for information to get to those persons who so need it. And thank you so much for calling in and commenting, and when you see me out, and certainly Sister Gail has shared with me the feedback that you've given, and even calling in with the station. We thank you so much for letting us know that we're providing that information that makes a difference in your life. And again, if there's something that we can do, please feel free to give us a call at 904-296-2251. If we don't have that information, we will certainly purpose in our heart to provide it for you. Again, that number is 904-296-2251. Now, today we are blessed with Ms. Regina Edwards here in the studio. Ms. Regina Edwards is the creator of Aunt Diva Mo. Good morning, Ms. Regina.
Good morning, Dr. Kathy.
We're happy to have you, and you will hear more about her shortly. We also are blessed to have Ms. Markeisha Powell on the line with us. Markeisha is representing Code Red Day, which is a community celebration day tomorrow at Mount Vernon Baptist Church. And Mount Vernon is on Prince Street, if I'm not correct. Is that right, Ms. Powell?
Sure is.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
We're happy to have you here. Now, Code Red is the day that Pastor Brown and the congregation at Mount Vernon are opening their doors to the students, the children, the adults, elementary, middle, high school, and I understand even college students, they're reaching out to reproclaim order, which is the order of the day for Aunt Diva Mo.
Yes, it is.
Aunt Diva Mo is all about order and discipline. And Code Red tomorrow is that focus. We're reclaiming order. We're making the youth, the young people, and the adults aware of the tragedies and the trajectories and the things that are all out there. I'm going to really do my best to be there with a presence. I also want to invite all of you to the King Solomon Church tomorrow as we celebrate our 37th anniversary on Founders Day
at
the King Solomon Baptist Church, where Dr. Ronald Waters is our pastor. But we're tomorrow's just a wonderful day in Jacksonville. But Mrs. Powell, tell us about the Code Red Day at Mount Vernon.
Well, thank you. Code Red tomorrow represents an impact that we are trying to have in our community. We are losing our young people to this world, and we have to win them back. We have to let them know that there are better ways that they can seek out resources and love. And it worked for me. It worked for all of us, and that's what our goal is, to let young people know that you have a safe haven. Crime is not the way. Disrespect, disorder is not the way. And we want to show them how to live and be right here, starting one church at a time.
That is wonderful. In fact, Aunt Diva Mo and I just had a conversation about that.
Yes, we did.
About order. And what's really interesting is those of us, as they call old school, you know, we're products of old school, and it works.
Yes, it does. It worked.
Yes. Maybe we didn't have a lot of other stuff, but old school worked. So, you know, and if it's worked, why don't fix it if it's not broke?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we have the new ideas, and that's wonderful. It's wonderful to grow and to advance. It really is. But when you think about it, the military incorporates the new things. The military moves right along with the new trends.
It's called improvement, not eradication.
That's true. And discipline remains the same.
Yes.
And that's why the military works.
Yeah, you can always improve the
techniques. You can always improve. That's right.
You don't eradicate.
You don't change.
The basics of the discipline.
Right. And for those of you, get your dictionary. We're not being funny, but this is an opportunity to learn a new word, eradicate. That's the teacher in all of us, but the truth is all of us are teachers, including Mrs. Powell. So tell us again, Mrs. Powell, what you all are doing, the time, the service, and everything. And eventually, we're looking forward to having Pastor Brown on, because if you're starting this as one church at a time, is this going to be an ongoing mission?
We plan on this being an ongoing mission. We are determined to win back our youth. So tomorrow, Greater Mount Vernon, 1462 Prince Street, we're going to begin service at 11 a.m. We are inviting everyone. This is a different service. We are going to have the young people leading this service. They're going to be doing everything. We even have a dynamic pastor who is saying, hey, young people, you can do this, so let's put you in the forefront to show other young people it's nothing wrong with stepping out for God. That's and showing true. That, you know, hey, Christ can be in all of us, and we don't have to live like the world. We can be different. And so we're excited. We are excited about having young people, college students. We're going to have some students come down from Ever Waters, middle school students. We're just trying to win students from everywhere. And we're inviting everybody to bring out your young people and show them there is a way to be better than the best, you know. And that's our goal, to let young people know. And you know, we don't need to just focus on young people, but all people, that Christ is good to all of us. We have a reason to celebrate, not just of this world. So that is our goal, to just have a great time and let them know that the statistics does not need to be you.
Right, right. Now, stay with us. We'll be right back. We have one more, something else to share with you about Code Red. Stay with us, please. It's all about literacy.
All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy is now enrolling. All About Kids specializes in infant and toddler care, preschool, voluntary pre-kindergarten VPK, nutritional gardening, and VPK Music Academy, where your young person can learn to play the violin. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy accepts vouchers from Episcopal Children's Services, Early Learning Coalition, ELC, Success by Six, VPK, and Teen Parent. When children are exposed to music education at an early age, they excel in all subjects later in life. Give your child an early advantage. Stop by today. All About Kids is conveniently located at Pearl and 36th Streets. Come experience child care at its best. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy. Success by Six starts here at All About Kids. Call 353-2800. Qualify today for this 2-year free preschool program.
Hey, this is Pastor Terry. Every year, pastors all over the area look forward to a time of encouragement at the annual Pastors Appreciation Luncheon. Jaguar great Mark Brunel will speak, and it's absolutely free for all pastors.
This is Mark Brunel inviting you to join me at the 2017 Pastors Appreciation Luncheon, Friday, October 6th at Everbank Field, the home of the Jaguars. I look forward to sharing my faith and seeing you at this great event.
Have your pastor RSVP at praise1079.com.
Who plays more gospel than the new Praise 107.9? That's right, ain't nobody playing more.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say yeah.
You did not create me to worry.
Oh.
You did not create me to fear.
When you created me,
when
yeah.
You created me to worship.
That's what you made me
daily.
For.
Around 20 minutes past the hour, so glad you're with us. Now let's return to It's All About Literacy with Dr. Kathy and Sister Gail here on Praise 107.9. Ladies?
And thank you again. If you're just joining us, we're going to reset the table. Today we have Ms. Markeisha Powell from Code Red from the Greater Mount Vernon Church, and we have Aunt Diva Mo, Ms. Regina Hall, and it's all about proclaiming our youth, our students, our young adults. It's all about proclaiming order, getting back in line with what we know is right, getting in line with what we know is no works. That's what we're getting ready to do. So before we come back with Ms. Regina Edwards and Diva Mo, where did I get Hall from? Anyway,
I don't know, but that is
work really with
what you
me.
Told me.
That is what I told you.
And then when you introduced her this morning, I was like,
"Her okay. name's Regina Edwards." Please forgive me, everybody. We have Ms. Regina Edwards and Diva Mo.
When you said it, I immediately thought about the actress.
Is the actress name Regina Hall? Oh, yeah. See, I don't know that either.
That's okay. So I don't know your connection.
I live under a rock. Please forgive me.
Forgiven.
Thank you. I have Markeisha Powell. Now, I know her. I remember when she wasn't a Powell, but don't let's talk about those days. We're going to talk about her being a Powell. Hello, Ms. Markeisha. Tell
Good
us
morning.
More about Code Red. Now, on tomorrow, I understand that you have some highlighted speakers, wonderful attorney Octavius Holiday and the wonderful officer Gil. Tell us all about it.
Yes, well, we are excited to have some great speakers tomorrow. We do have Assistant State Attorney Octavius Holiday and Crime and Safety Analyst Mr. Gil Smith, but we also have Pastor Alexis Carrington. She is the student ministry leader over at St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church, and she is going to be really bringing the word. She is a great speaker, and we are looking forward to all of our speakers. They're going to tell our young people how to behave out in public because they are seen in such a negative light, and so we have these speakers to come and show them and tell them this is the way that you should be while you are out in our community.
Absolutely, absolutely, and you know, it's all about taking responsibility and accountability, and Aunt Diva Mo and I were speaking of that as well.
Yes, yes. Yeah,
and she's going to tell us all about the order, but we were talking about that, about being responsible and accountable, because when you are out there, presentation is everything.
Exactly.
It's everything, and we say to our youth, when you are out there, and you may be innocent and you just minding your own business, but if your actions are actions that leads to curiosity, then you are going to be perceived in that light. And there's no need in getting upset about it, because that's the picture that you're painting. You're going to have to take the responsibility and accountability of yourself. And I am sure that Attorney Octavius Holiday will be pointing that out. And Officer Gill, because they really do have a passion about the students and what's happening to African Americans, you know, in here, everywhere, you know, and that has not changed. There's some things you can get a sign and march about and you will make a change, but then there's some things that are not going to change. Let's just accept that and move forward.
Yeah, the change has to be within you.
Yeah.
And that's what I say to my boys all the time. You want respect, but you first have to give it.
So absolutely.
It's with you. It starts with you first.
Right.
So.
And it's not so much giving respect to other folks. Give yourself the respect.
Oh, yeah. It starts
with
you. You
got to respect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Ms. Powell, for joining us here this morning. Stick with us because you need to hear from Aunt Diva Mo. Hi, Aunt Diva Mo. Miss Regina Edwards.
Yes.
The creator of Aunt Diva Mo.
Yes. Good morning, everybody. I am honored to be here today with Dr. Kathy and Sister
Gail.
Names
is a thing today.
Yes, it is. Aunt Diva Mo is an exciting new children's character. She's an aunt and an auntie, something that we're all familiar with. The aunt being considered the most intelligent insect on earth, and all of the different things that we can learn from the aunt. In Proverbs, talks about go to the ant and learn wisdom.
Come forth now.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's a sermon right there.
Yes, it
right
is.
There.
Full sermon.
Right there.
I won't preach today. We're talking all about Happy Day, which is the first book that Aunt Diva Mo, in the Aunt Diva Mo series. We're talking about kids being organized. We're talking about kids being happy and kids being successful. And when I talked to Dr. Kathy and heard it's all about literacy, I could really relate to that because I often say it's all about order.
Absolutely.
And if we can connect the order in our lives, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, we really do have something going.
Right. And order is literacy.
Yes, it is. We talked a little bit about it being visual literacy with the book, the flashcards. These are some of the products that comes with Aunt Diva Mo. The flashcards, the repositional posters, the book, all of these are visual literacy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And these are ways that we can share with our children in different ways. One of the things that Aunt Diva Mo does in her story time is that she appeals to all type of learners. And that becomes very important because we have so many different ways our children learn.
Absolutely. Yes. I refer to it often, the banner that I used to have in my classroom. When children don't learn the way we teach, we teach the way they learn.
Absolutely. And that's an exciting statement.
Yes.
Because we do come in all different colors, shapes, and sizes. And that means one cookie cutter just doesn't always work.
You're right. It is not a one size fit all.
No, it isn't. And so Aunt Diva Mo brings that excitement, that fun, just the reminding of getting back to order in a fun and easy way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cleaning your room and putting those different things in order, it just doesn't have to be boring anymore.
No, it doesn't. And what it does is it sets the tones for your life.
Yes, it does. Yes. For your day. The book, the Happy Day book, talks about getting up and getting out of the house happy.
And it is a choice.
It's a choice.
I just said
last night,
happiness is a choice.
Yes, it is.
But there are those who won't choose happiness if you served it on a platter.
That is so true. Yeah,
but you have to choose to be happy.
And that's a t-shirt. The t-shirt that we have right now is Happy Day. It's my choice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so we have to get up every morning and choose to be happy.
Right.
And choose to have order.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Either you're going to be stifled by the vicissitudes of life, and some things really do worry you. I'm a victim of that, you know? I mean, we're human.
Yes.
You know, there's some things that gets us, but you have to make the decision. Either this is going to get me, or I'm going to get it.
Yes.
Because, you know, people treat you the way you let them.
Yes, they do.
And you have to make the decision that you are worth being treated well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a learning process.
I'm flipping through the book, and it is amazing because it teaches you to start preparing for the next day, the night before.
Yeah.
And it says, prepare now, your day is done. Pick out your clothes, for tomorrow will come.
Oh, yeah.
And the illustration is, pick out your clothes, get it together. Now, this is what I thought was so cute. Bathe your body and give your teeth a good brush. Put on your jammies. It's time to sleep. Hush, hush. But you're teaching them to bathe that night. Yes. I mean, just prepare for tomorrow the night before.
Preparation.
Yeah.
And that's the ant.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because the ant gather all their foods as tiny as they are.
Very strong and very organized.
Yes.
Yes.
Focused.
Yes. Focused. On
Never mind
goals.
This Bigfoot coming over on you.
And this little tiny ant will move things 10, 20, 30 times its own
Absolutely.
Body size and weight.
Yes.
And when I discovered that, I looked one day and I was like, man, they really do move some stuff.
They're amazing. Yes, they're amazing. And many times people don't pay attention to the ant because it's so small.
Right.
But when you really learn about all the wonderful things mm-hmm. that ants do, you will absolutely look at ants differently.
Yes,
right,
you do.
Right. There used to be a time that every elementary classroom, listen to me, Mrs. Powell, every elementary classroom had the ant colony. The ant hill or the ant colony.
Yes, I remember that.
And it's ongoing learning. You hear that, Miss Markeisha?
Inside joke, people.
Yeah. And that's true. That's true. Yeah. That's how we got to Aunt Diva Moe, because I started with adults. And the one thing that all my adult clients said is that they wish they had gotten this earlier.
Absolutely.
Oh, now that's key.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. And stay with us, because it's all about literacy.
To the Gospel Experience, the new Praise 107.9.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song's for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over,
I smile. Even though I hurt, see, I smile. I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while,
what you do?
I smile.
Come on,
smile.
And people.
You look so much better when you smile, so smile.
Now every day ain't gonna be perfect, but it still don't mean today don't have purpose. Come on!
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night.
It ain't easy, bud.
Today's a new day, but tell me, where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain,
that Holy Ghost power, y'all,
fell from heaven like a shower down.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still
I smile.
Come on.
Even though I hurt, see, I smile.
Y'all feel that?
I know God is working, so I smile.
Hallelujah.
Smile. It's so hard to look up when you've been down. Sure would hate to see you give up now.
Cause people,
you look so much better when you smile.
Let's go.
Smile for me.
Whoa.
Can you just smile for me?
Whatever you're in right now.
Smile, smile.
People say,
oh, 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 you look so much better when you're, oh, 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 you look so much better when you're, oh, 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 you look so much better when you're, oh,
I say,
oh, oh, you look so much better when you're, oh, oh, oh,
and while you waiting,
you look so much better when you're,
yeah,
oh, oh,
and while you praying,
you look so much better when you're, oh, oh, oh,
look in the mirror,
you look so much better when you're, oh, oh, oh,
always remember,
you look so much better when you're smiling.
Come on. Power, y'all.
Fell from heaven, like
came down from heaven.
Down.
Hardships, difficulties,
right now.
Tears, storms. This is what I do.
I smile.
Woo.
Even though I hurt, see, I smile.
Boy, that feels good.
I know God is working, so I smile.
All things are working.
Even though I've been here for a while,
still
I smile. Smile.
Hallelujah.
It's so hard to look up when you've been down.
I know it's hard right now.
Show it.
Because you're a winner.
You look so much better when you smile.
You look better.
So smile. Oh, oh, oh.
Dallas.
You look so much better when you're, oh, oh, oh.
New Orleans.
You look so much better when you're, oh, oh, oh.
Come on. Cleveland.
You look so much better when you're, oh, oh, oh.
Detroit.
You look so much better when, yeah, you're, oh, oh, oh.
Good Saturday morning, everybody. And thanks so much for making this part of your weekend. Once again, here's Dr. Kathy and Sister Gail, it's all about literacy here and only here. Praise 107.9.
Hi again, and we're here today with Aunt Diva Mo, Ms. Regina Edwards, the creator of Aunt Diva Mo.
Yes, thank you.
And Ms. Marquesia Powell. It's all about literacy. And you know, I want to pass something on to you in case you all have not heard. Whether you are free or reduced lunch, or even if you pay for lunches. You know, I'm a school person. In the response to Irma, the students will be getting free lunch until October 20th mm-hmm. at all schools.
Yes.
So, parents, save the school lunch money that you would be paying. If I may suggest to you, save that money. Don't just go spend that money. That's what is it, $1, $1.25, whatever, that you would be giving to your students or your children for lunch. Put it in a piggy bank. Save it.
Now, this is regular school lunch, not the other alternative things that they can purchase, right? This is just regular.
Regular food school okay. lunch. Yeah,
wouldn't work for me. I was one of those little high school people that didn't always eat the school lunch.
Well, here we are, back to Aunt Diva Mo. We're going back to old school.
And since we're talking about
lunch.
You eat
lunch, what's put before you and hush your mouth.
Right. Let me say this about Diva Mo. Come to the table, it's time to eat, wash your hands, and have a seat.
Nah.
Fruits and grain, oh, breakfast is yummy. We eat with good manners and fill our tummy. Aunt Diva Mo is about nutrition, y'all.
Yes.
And y'all know me. So I'm about nutrition. So that fruits and grain, she didn't say nothing about cereal. No Fruit Loops. Go ahead, Aunt Diva Mo, yes.
But wait now, fruits and grain or Cheerios?
Well, don't, okay. We'll
but
go
not
there.
The Fruit
I won't. I
but
won't.
Fruit Loops are not Cheerios.
Okay. Let's not talk about cereal because I get on my little rant.
No,
so
it's
all about nutrition fruits and grains.
Too.
Yes. So I like that. Go ahead, Aunt Diva Mo. And the illustration, there's no cereal box on the table. Yes. Thumbs up.
Yes. You're going to enjoy this book, Ms. Powell.
It seems like I will.
Right. And Aunt Diva Mo, is this book for sale? Is this purchased?
Yes, it is. It's a very reasonable $10. And you can get this book www.auntdivamo.com.
Say that again.
You can visit us at www.aunt. Yes, Aunt A-N-T. Diva, D-I-V-A-M-O. .com, auntdivamo.com. Right. Ask me about the Diva Mo, Dr. Kathy.
Tell me about Diva Mo.
Because people need to know why things are named the way that they are.
Yes, that is important.
Well, and that is really true. Now, because what I discovered is it's not A-U-N-T, it's A-N-T. Because it is the aunt.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about Diva because we take things out of context. We take things out of context.
Do.
And there's so many times that I listen to my people. I'm a diva. And I'm saying, do you really know what a diva is?
Educate us.
It sounds like a good word, so they go with it. Tell them what a diva is.
Thank you, Dr. Kathy. I know you're an educator, because only an educator would speak to that like that.
Absolutely. But I want you to tell them that, so I got to go.
A diva is one who sings.
Say that one more time.
A diva is one who sings. And Aunt Diva Mo is all about the music as well.
Okay.
Because you have to get in the rhythm. Order.
The rhythm of order.
Yes,
I like that.
Yes, you get in a rhythm. You ever get to cleaning your room or going for a walk even? Doing something that's really productive and you get in a rhythm?
Yes.
And oftentimes you say, oh, you're in your rhythm now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Aunt Diva Mo does, is to get us in the rhythm of doing what is productive and doing what is right and what is good to and for us.
Mm-hmm. In music.
Yes, Aunt Diva Mo has a CD. We have our own theme song and
And we, diva means singing.
Yes, it does.
Diva means singing. If you can remember, Patti LaBelle says, I'm the diva. It has nothing to do with her style.
Mm-mm.
It has everything to do with the fact that she sings.
Thank you.
But we the word, and it sounds good.
Yes.
So they, look, they just chose it. I'm a diva.
Yes.
And some of them.
Well, now it's become to mean if you are diva, that you're nasty, have that funky attitude. So there's a whole other connotation that gets associated with the word diva.
Right.
So, again, literacy, the education is...
Yes, a diva is one who sings. And Aunt Diva Mo, I have to say a little bit about that because I sing all the time. I sing my friends' birthday, happy birthdays, and send it to them. I sing around the house, and I just will break out into a song all the time. And the kids laugh, and my husband looks at me, and my son looks at me, and they're just kind of shaking their head because at any given point, there could be a song. If I'm doing something around the house, there's a song. And how many times can you sing and be unhappy? It's very difficult.
It is difficult. Now, there's some sad songs, but most times you're singing to uplift yourself.
Absolutely.
So, yes.
It's a soothing. It's a soothing. There's a healing there.
Yes, it is.
There's a healing there. And
so
what
you're
it does
a real singer?
Yeah.
She's a real singer. Because, see, I sing, but there's a difference now because I'm singing all the time, too. Might be off key.
Exactly.
And all out of tune. But I love to sing.
Hallelujah.
So I come just from hope a long... that you're doing better than me.
Well, I don't know. I come from a long line of singers.
I do too.
And now.
What's the point? What's the point?
And I think, you know, maybe I'm a self-proclaimed
me
singer.
Too. Come on now.
And so, yes, I may sing a song.
She sings.
Yeah. I had a friend tell me one day, she says, I didn't know that was the tune to that song.
My husband often says, well, maybe if you didn't start so high, that you'd be able to hold that note.
Her husband is a musician.
But you know what?
Gosh.
It doesn't matter how high I start. That song is in my heart. And when it get in my heart, I'm singing it.
Wait a minute. We were in church, and my grandmother used to sing. God bless her heart. She was not the best. And far
long,
from it.
The long
and
line
she would say, I'm just making melody in my heart to God.
Yes.
So my cousin looked
that.
At her one day and she said, I sure wish only you and God could hear it.
But we all have a sing. We all can sing and we all have a song.
Yes.
Okay, we may our melodies and our tunes are different.
Yes, they are.
You know, just as our gifts are. But we all have a song.
Okay.
Miss Powell sings.
Okay.
Yes.
Miss Powell, I will be singing a song to the children.
Please do it, because Powell won't sing anything. Alone.
Mrs. Powell, college days, she had a song for me every time. It's all about literacy. We'll be back with Aunt Diva. The singer.
And here's what's happening in our area. Learn to Read Jacksonville will host its third annual Night at the Library fundraiser benefiting the free adult literacy education programs in Duval County. The event includes excellent food and drinks, live entertainment, and a silent auction. Adventures in Marriage is a weekend workshop that challenges couples to take their relationship to the next level in an interactive and safe environment. Learn more about these and other activities at the events page at praise1079.com.
There's not one energy drink that'll make you feel this good.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no weapon
Now let's return to It's All About Literacy with Dr. Kathy, Sister Gail, and special guest from Jacksonville's Praise 107.9.
And I want to apologize to you for those of you who were perhaps enjoying that song, No Weapon Formed Against Me Shall Prosper. And of course, we all know that. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. But you know, we've got, this is literacy. We've got to remember, when we take those scriptures and we quote them and we put them out there, and this is going to work for me and the Bible says this, make sure you're right. Make sure it's applicable to you. Don't be guilty of just stealing and say no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Don't be picked up by the police and say no weapon formed against me shall prosper. There are conditions. This is literacy. God is only on your side if you're right.
Find yourself doing the right thing. Don't find rob yourself. The store, then say no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Because that ain't the truth.
That's not.
And don't expect God to deliver you.
Because it wasn't just formed against you. You created that one.
You created that one. Right. And God, don't expect God to deliver you from the mess that you've gotten yourself in. Because he's not on your side with that. That, then, you know, come on, let's be truthful.
Yes.
You know, my grandmother used to say, heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, Ms. Markeisha, I'm sure, what's that pastor's name over there? Pastor
Dr.
Kelly Brown.
Kelly Edward Brown, yes, ma'am.
I know he has those sermons, and I know Dr. Ronald L. Walters will tell you that. Okay? you just can't just say, okay, God, forgive me after you've had a good time all night. He does forgive you. He does.
He does.
He
but my pastor
for
always say,
but you can't
choose your, you can choose your actions, but you can't choose your consequences.
Absolutely.
So, and yeah. I always say, and you don't know when those consequences are going to show up and how long they're going to last.
And
so,
he forgives you.
He does forgive you.
But you are responsible for your consequences.
But the consequences
and
are
you
coming.
Will have them.
Yeah, they're coming.
And Diva Mo teaches that same thing.
Yes, for every action, there is definitely a reaction.
And that's not just Newton's law.
No.
That's reality. Yeah.
We talk about order being divine.
Say that one more time.
We talk about order being divine.
Because the scripture says, yes. Let everything be done
in decent.
And
in order.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yes. And we forget that. We think we can come to church and there's just no order about God. But he is a God of order.
Of order, yes.
Inside and outside the church.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Inside and outside.
Because we're supposed to represent him on the outside. So if we get the order, you know, we're learning it church, home.
Yes.
And we're taking it to the outside. So we are representative of his everywhere we go with that divine order.
Yeah, tell us about it.
One of the things that we talk about with the children is the importance of their words.
Mm, come forth.
And teaching them to use their words. Mm-hmm. We know that, we hear it all the time, how powerful words are.
Come on.
But how often do we really live it, and do you see people living it?
Yes,
we will
ma'am.
Talk negative.
Come on now.
Yes.
We will talk about things that are non-productive.
Come forth.
We will talk about things that we don't want to happen.
Over and
but
over
we say
again.
It all the time.
Yes, and we will talk the opposite
of what we want.
Of what we want all the time.
And what you're doing is you're giving power to that.
You're making it produce and manifest in your life.
Yes, and so we talk.
You're showing that you're double-minded.
Ooh, come on now.
Say that one more time, baby.
Yes.
So we talk about that when we're working with children and doing presentations. We talk about the power of words and teaching them happy words.
Mm-hmm.
I call them happy words.
Yes.
All those words that are productive, that are good, mm-hmm. that make you smile,
yes.
make others smile. Those are the words that we want to fill our children with.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So
and it's all a learned behavior.
Yes.
It's all a learned behavior. They say, I ain't doing this because that's what they've heard somebody say, I ain't doing this.
You know what, Dr. Kathy? I often say, you're teaching your child something.
Every day.
All the time.
Never think that you're not teaching. You're always teaching. And they're picking up every thing.
What's my saying? More is caught than taught.
Yes. Right. So why not teach them order?
Mm-hmm.
Because you are teaching them.
Yes.
Because they're paying attention.
Yes, they
they're
are.
They're paying attention. And children's minds are blank sheets of paper.
Yes.
And there's nothing on it but what you put on it.
Yeah.
And it's not always in pencil.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it stays there.
It stays there.
So why not teach them the right things? And not just children, each other, because we learn from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to unlearn the old things.
Yes, we do.
And relearn, you know.
We have to remove that dis.
Yes.
From in front of order.
Right.
That disorder.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And replace it with
order.
Order.
Yeah. Right, right.
Because everything had order first.
Right.
Until the disc came.
Come on now.
Now.
Yeah.
She's getting ready to preach
in here. Come on now.
Okay, I wish you could see it.
Yes.
And we are excited about order. Oftentimes, my family that lives in the house with me, they say, do you just wake up happy and on? I mean, wake up on 10. I say, yeah, that's what I do. I wake up on 10.
Wow,
that's
awesome.
My journey. That's my walk.
Right.
And I choose.
Mm-hmm.
I get up every morning and I choose.
Right.
It is a choice.
Yes.
It is a choice.
And when I see myself getting off track, guess what I do?
Get back on.
I remind myself. I might sing a song.
Yes.
And I get right back on. So I'm having a good time all the time.
Yes.
You get some diva-ism. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I truly have some diva-ism. I would call my sister. I have wonderful, wonderful sisters. I would call my sister every day and I'd say, who's having the most fun? And she would just say, I know you are. I said, you got that right. I'm always trying to have the most fun and keep myself in the best. And that's what I want to share with the children.
Yes.
I want to share with them the importance of being organized.
Yes.
Being happy.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, we talked about consequences.
Right.
Success is just the consequence of being organized and happy.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. And it does not dismiss being responsible.
No, it doesn't.
It does not dismiss being sensitive.
Yes.
It does not dismiss being serious. It doesn't even dismiss being melancholy, because there are times that that is necessary.
Yes.
There is that time.
Your journey to success will present you with a process first. And what we do is despise the process.
See, you're trying to talk about order.
And so that is what I'm saying. So there's that order. That's that process to get into
is.
Success. You have to learn order.
Yes.
Got that from a wise man, Bishop Stanley Williams. Love you. Thank you.
But order is a process.
It is.
And that's the same process to everything.
Yeah.
Everything has a process.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes,
everything
it is.
Has a process.
Yes.
And even when we become anxious for stuff, we want to... You've got
to get
to
the process.
Work the process.
Got to slow down and work it.
You know?
And I tell them, don't despise the process.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
You know,
it leads you to problems.
Yeah, if you
when
despise
you skip
it,
a step.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Kathy.
When you skip a step,
that's where that disc comes in, right?
That's the disc.
Come on,
that's the disc.
Skip a step.
Yes.
You start
always
skipping
want a disc
step.
Order, you know.
Yes.
And it's the school of hard knocks. And when you don't pass it, you know, you go right back around to it.
Oh, the test coming again.
Now, and what's the definition of insanity?
Doing
the same thing, expecting different consequences.
Yes.
Different outcomes.
Yes.
Now, anytime you do the same thing over and over again and expect something different, or you don't like the results, so you're going to do it again and do it the same way.
Because you keep hoping that it's going to change, but then somebody has to step in and say, knucklehead.
Yes.
This ain't going to work.
Right.
A pig in lipstick is still a pig.
What you say, Marquise?
I was going to say, we were talking about the church. I think that that's when we recognize that the church is not the building, it's us.
Right.
So say that one more time.
If we're teaching young people and we're teaching each other, we have to be the church all the time, which means we have to be in order.
Come on now. We are the church all the time.
We are the church.
That's right.
Yes.
We've got to be in order. And here again, I'm going to go back to scam. I have nothing wrong with doing the new things and moving on.
It's
and improving, as Sister Gail would say.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we have children today. We have adults today that don't know him.
Mm-hmm.
We have adults today that don't know church at all.
Yeah.
Because our churches have gone from one thing to the other. There's some churches that don't even have devotion. Sunday school is extinct at some churches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. I'm a Baptist, and that really, you know, it doesn't mean anything because God loves all of us, you know. But there are teachings. I grew up at a time that we were taught Baptist doctrine. Mm-hmm. You know, you taught what you believe and why you believe. That's right, BTU and BYPU, and mm-hmm. you taught what you believe, you know, and what it means, and you learned that the meaning of communion. Mm-hmm. You know, it's more than wine and a cracker. You know,
right?
You learn all of that.